coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Welcome. Today we're going to look at Acts chapter 20, verses 17 to 35. This is the first lesson for the fourth Sunday of Easter, the season in which we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. From the English Standard Version, our text reads, "From Miletus, Paul sends to Ephesus for the elders of the church. When they arrived, he said to them, 'You know how I lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came into the province of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, and in the midst of severe testing by the plots of my Jewish opponents. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will rise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I have never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" On this date, the 21st of April in 1977, the Broadway musical Annie debuted. It's quite famous, I think we've all seen it. Even my girls have seen it. It's the story of an orphan girl living in New York City during the Depression, hoping she'll one day be with her parents, whom she believes are still alive. She and her fellow orphans are under the care of a woman who doesn't love them or care for them at all, and some people prey on Annie, trying to get money by pretending to be her parents. That is the perfect example of how those who are meant to be shepherds are instead like wolves. Those who should care for her don't. Paul's words to the Ephesian elders are about proper love and care for those entrusted to them. We are spiritual orphans in need of a loving heavenly Father. The image on Good Shepherd Sunday of Jesus as a shepherd caring for us is expanded in the role of those under-shepherds who watch over the flock of God's people. We are called to that relationship of caring for those wherever we are. We're thankful for this calling and relish the fact that the church is full of many shepherds as well as many sheep. We thank God that shepherds and sheep are able to work together, peacefully, like Paul and the Ephesians. Paul talks about how a faithful pastor is to preach the whole counsel of God for the good of his sheep. Indeed, this had been Paul's work for 3 years in Ephesus, and this is to be likened to your pastor's call here at St. David's Lutheran Church, or wherever you are listening to this on Lutheran Radio UK. The call may well, at times, include both testing and tears, verse 19. Paul himself faced theological questions, objectors in a mob. In a sinful world, pastors and congregations are likely to have heartache and difficulty from time to time. That's when it becomes hard. Ordinarily, the pastor has enough to do in making sure that there is no fighting among the sheep, so when there is disagreement between the pastor and the congregation, hopefully it is resolved quickly and peaceably, and with the integrity of all involved intact. May the trust of every member still remain in the counsel of the congregation, or among the elders and deacons, to conduct the business of the church in good faith. For it is such a joy when the relationship we have with one another mirrors the one we have with our loving Father, who is always so willing to be reconciled with us, so eager to establish himself over us as the good shepherd over his sheep, who know his voice. As we see in the first chapter of Ephesians, Paul thanked God for his ministry. Whether there be joys or sorrows, his spirit was strong. Throughout his ministry, Paul knew what was at stake, and this realization was always enough to have him push forward in anticipation that his service to the church and to God would prove fruitful. As we hear in Revelation 7, they who have come out of the great tribulation have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Verses 14 to 17. What we have here is an image of God being right among his people. In fact, he's so close to us, having been enfleshed as a man, that he was willing to become one of the sheep. The good shepherd had become the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. That's how loving God is, the good shepherd. He loved us enough to literally put himself into our shoes, into our position, to understand us perfectly, to love us infinitely. You're listening to Faith That Functions with me, Pastor Gordon Naumann. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, we will continue with more on what it is to be a sheep led to good pasture, safe in the hands of the Good Shepherd. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I am Pastor Gordon Naumann, and this is Faith That Functions.
Hi, this is Pastor John Ehlers, and I'm on a quest. A quest for answers to pressing issues and their ramifications for the church today.
Don't miss The Lutheran Inquisitor every Monday on Lutheran Radio UK. Go to our website for times and podcasts.
Since 1962, Westfield House in Cambridge has been preparing students with the knowledge, attitudes and skills necessary for the ministry of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and its proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a centre of theological studies, it also seeks to serve the Lutheran Church, both in this country and overseas, by the promotion of Christian learning at all levels. Westfield House provides theological education within the framework of a confessional Lutheran perspective and offers resources that further the understanding of that perspective. Westfield House also offers the only significant Lutheran library in the country. Find out more about Westfield House on the internet at www.westfieldhouse.org.uk. Westfield House, the theological college of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
Before the break, we were talking about how important it is to know that as sheep, we don't simply belong to the shepherd. We are considered his children. We're going to again see how God loves us so dearly that he was even willing to become one of the sheep, and that by being adopted into his family, we receive with the Lamb of God an eternal inheritance. If you, the listener, have any questions or comments, please do send in an email to us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Back to the message. What's quite interesting is how sometimes both shepherds and sheep move on to different pastures. Paul himself acknowledged that the Spirit was leading him away from Ephesus to other things, verse 25. We've had many pastors here at St. David's Lutheran Church. They've come and gone. We've also had many sheep come and go, whether they've retired and moved away, or taken on a new vocation and left, or one spouse deceased and moved closer to family elsewhere. People have come and gone. But what remains forever is the faithful proclamation of God's word. And before Paul left Ephesus, he had installed in his place a faithful overseer, perhaps many, to lead the people in the way of truth. So however sad it may be to see a loved one depart from our midst, we must remember that God is faithful. And one thing we should also remember is that God continues to look after his shepherds as well as his sheep, even in difficult times. Again, we have an example of this in the church in Ephesus. Paul faced potential dangers as he was making a trip to Jerusalem, and looking back, Paul sees that the Ephesian church in his absence might be struck by wolves. And so God guides his shepherd in a way that Paul can continue to give them a word of comfort and direction, which hopefully should help them out in any situation they come across. It is something of which we too must constantly be aware. What kind of people would make it their objective to prey on the church? Politicians, maybe, who think it's a waste of time to support the churches anymore, who don't think that they are the heart of the community. Other faiths who want the truth of God's word dampened in favor of their own way of life. Atheists who just want to see religion abandoned for the sake of some bigger, more natural humanist movement. Maybe even pietistic Christians who want to do away with Christmas and Easter or any symbol within the church because they think we are still worshipping pagan gods. It is, in a very real sense, part of the vocation of the shepherd to fight off those who would come in and devour the sheep with their false assumptions or mentalities. And where under-shepherds fall short, we still need not despair, however, for we will always have the Good Shepherd, who keeps a protective staff over us all. We have a shepherd who has done his best and given his all so that the wolves cannot harm us. He has fought away every wolf that would come and attack us. How? Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, laid down his life for the sheep. Jesus' death and resurrection defeated Satan and all his hench wolves. And so, too, he gives us the grace of Christ's cross to fight the good fight, to cling to forgiveness and life everlasting, where nothing and no one can convince us that God has left us. We fight every thought that would convince us to despair because we experience trial and tribulation, because our Good Shepherd is with us. Through the hard work of all those who would serve him faithfully, through preaching, through baptism, through the distribution of all that Christ has instituted, including his very body and blood, we are strengthened to live and to serve him who has done nothing but serve us. We draw attention to Jesus' work, not ours. We tell each other again of the love with which he bestows on us without rest. We have difficulties, yes, and have many battles, but as surely as they are constantly in our face, we have the unwavering privilege of having God working ceaselessly for us, that we might consider our lives a blessing and not a curse, that we might praise the name of the Lord and not die in despair. And it can even come to the point where we can utter these following words, "It is better to give than to receive," which are the last words of our text, verse 35. I'm sure we can all think of times we've been blessed because we were serving the Lord in our various vocations of loving our neighbor. Be it inviting someone over for a meal, cancelling an evening out to listen to a friend's concern, giving out of what you have because you know another is in need. You see, sometimes we know we're loved because someone indeed has been so gracious as to give us something, but sometimes we know we're loved because we're so inspired to love others. And more often than not, that's the kind of love which reminds us what God has done for us. And if anyone remembers to say it, what a perfect opportunity that is. If someone says in so many words, "Why are you loving me in this way?" your answer may just be, "Because God loves all his children." The musical Annie ends up with the last predators, the last wolves, pretending to be her parents, under arrest, while Annie and her fellow orphans go to live with Daddy Warbucks, an incredibly wealthy man who truly loves his newly adopted child. And though life doesn't always work out the way a Broadway musical does, here is where we find out that we have just such a loving Father who has adopted us into his family. Because of his overwhelming love, we are all adopted as his children and made heirs, therefore, of everlasting life. Whether pastor and people, shepherd and sheep, we stick together through every spiritual danger, all the while really knowing that our Good Shepherd has already apprehended our enemies. All that is left is for us to enjoy the rest of our lives with our Father, who has unending joys awaiting for us. In Jesus' name, Amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. The podcast of this program, as well as previous episodes, are available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Allman. I serve a lovely congregation in Cardiff, Wales, and you can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more, then tune in next week as we again delve into the richness of God's Word in the next episode of Faith That Functions, where we will again find out what the text meant for the audience of its time, who Jesus was speaking to, and what it means for us today. Let us discover together again the wisdom of Scripture. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you soon on Lutheran Radio UK.